Blog Talk Radio.
Show you off, take off no matter the cost. Come on now, let me take you across lakes and rivers, yachts and boats. We could go to Paris, let me show you the lavish. Ain't no need to pack, we can shout where we landed. Get you well established, upgrading your status. Then we hit the ice pool for dinner when you famished. We could go to Spain, Barcelona, Senorita. I'll show you a buen momento. And we don't gotta rush a thing, despacito. Just wanna spend my time contigo, contigo.
Do what me want, true beauty. I decide to find a thing all around the world. No one's a girl, you choose anything you want, but just why you be me. Do what me want, true beauty. I decide to find a thing all around the world. No one's a girl, you choose anything you want, but just why you be me.
Come on now, let me show you all. Take off no matter the cost. Come on now, let me take you across lakes and rivers, yachts and boats. Take you on a cruise to the carnival, Barbados, crop over yo, for Trinidad, Tobago dope. We got island hop like we kangaroos. We could go to Jamaica, hit Ocho Rio, lounge with the locals, eat like the people. Island sings, rum punch and mojito, then watch the sunset from a gazebo.
Coast to coast, sun banana, Jamaica, the land where we wanna. She take a pull on for me marijuana. She then yeah, she know I'm creating a drama. No, African queen girl.
What you mean you just got this passport? She only got one stamp in it. Let's change that.
Do what me want, true beauty. I decide to find a thing all around the world. No one's a girl, you choose anything you want, but that's why you be my guy. Do what me want, true beauty. I decide to find a thing all around the world. No one's a girl, you choose anything you want, but that's why.
Come on now, let me show you off. Take off no matter the cost. Come on now, let me take you across lakes and rivers, yachts and boats. Hey. Was goody.
Happy Sunday.
He was about to say that at the same time. Happy Sunday, October 3rd. It's
already
that month.
It's about that time.
Time of the year.
So,
you know,
you ready? You ready?
I'm semi ready.
So you know what you're
you
gonna
ready?
Be? Nope, I'm never ready, but I always execute.
Yeah,
never
that's definitely
ready.
True. That's definitely true for you, MJ. Judy Blue be the day before Halloween. She be figuring stuff. Like, I think I'm going to do this.
I work better under pressure. Like, when there's no time left.
I think I'm going to do this right here.
You know what?
2 hours before the party. I think I'm going to do this.
I'll buy a whole costume, but won't like it, and make my own and love it. So it's better when it's homemade for me.
We're talking about Halloween. It's Halloween month, October 31st.
Yeah,
I know a lot of people are big on it. We are two of those people. And there's some people who don't care at all, and I don't know where they come from. Like,
right.
Y'all know
fun.
What y'all missing. Halloween is one of
and
the
it's not
most
even about,
funnest nights
yes.
of the year.
Right, and it's not even about it being, Satan's holiday and everything like that. I don't look at it like
yeah,
that. Nah. I look at it as a chance to see everybody's creativity, a chance to be someone else for a night, you
right.
know, without capping.
You are, so you can,
and it's just fun.
Go in.
It's just fun, right.
Just walking around,
just
seeing
fun.
Everybody. It's one of those nights. It's fun for sure. Remember
right.
when it used to be like, and I'm sure it's still like this in some parts of the city, wherever you at, but where it used to be like mischievous and like, oh, don't go out at night by yourself type shit. And
right.
Like
in high school, they were like, oh, we're going to let y'all out a little bit earlier because we don't want
yeah.
the gang to recruit y'all.
Yep,
and
yep.
they had us scared if we had a certain color coat, like, oh, my God, they're going to get me, tell my parents to come pick me up. Like, I never sent
yeah.
my daughter to school on Halloween.
My only thing I saw growing up in school with Halloween was egg throwing. That was
yeah,
like a big thing, Halloween.
Yeah, definitely.
You would get bombed.
Until they started restricting on how many eggs a person could get that day. That's serious.
Oh, man. What's good,
but if
though?
You want to, hey, hold on. If you really want to
okay.
execute the egg throwing game, you get it ahead of time and let them sit out until they turn rotten. That's the when you're
right.
supposed to throw the eggs, rotten eggs. That's what
you would
know.
To. You would know.
Yeah, you got to let the eggs sit out like you in Mexico.
Yikes.
They don't put their eggs in the refrigerator.
Oh, man. But thank you guys for tuning in. We didn't even introduce ourselves. I go by the name of Hollywood.
And it's your girl, Judy Blue.
Follow us on social media at I Am Hollywood. And follow Judy Blue at take_care_ fall 2021. The name on Instagram. Follow
that's
our producer Stacy at Hampton Blue Network on Instagram, BLU on Blue. Let me tell the people what we're going to be talking about today. R. Kelly, officially guilty. A lot of people
yeah.
thought he felt that way or didn't feel that way, but officially, according to the government and the courts, he is guilty. We're going to talk about that. Damn, I forget what else we're talking about. I was so focused on R. Kelly. I know the BET Hip Hop Awards is coming up this week, Tuesday. We're going to talk about that. And also the Super Bowl halftime lineup was revealed. We're going to talk about that. We got What Blows Mind later on. And you can call us up 646-716-8544. And then you just press 1 if you want to chime in, give your 2 cents on anything we're talking about. But how was your weekend, though?
My weekend was cool, productive. My daughter got her first hoopty. It's not even a hoopty like
let's
that.
Let's go.
I'm jealous.
I
am jealous.
Of a round of applause sound effects. Maybe
right?
next year. We'll,
so proud of her.
We'll up the budget.
She worked hard. She worked hard for her money. You know, she did what she had to do. She set a goal. She did it. Every goal
that's
she set so far since we moved, she has did it within 6 months. Like, I don't even know adults that move like that. You know?
She did it from her mama.
And she just did it, you know? I feel like she's a better version of me. I would have been like, look, fuck this. I was going to say, too,
like, it seemed like, you know, the generations, but it's all
get
based
better,
on
right?
you. You set the example, and now look, and now she is making it even better. And then when she
right.
gets older and have kids, it's going to be even better as long as she follows
right.
the same, you know, blueprint you set.
Right, regimen and
but
blueprint,
that's how it is.
Right.
Congratulations, because I definitely ain't have no car. He's even thinking about a car at 19.
I told her that.
Whatever.
I said 19. I wasn't buying no car at 19.
Shit, I was still figuring out if I was going to school the next day.
Right. I was having a baby at that age. You know? I wasn't
yeah.
thinking about no... I didn't even want to drive at that age, you know?
No.
So, kudos to her.
Shit, I ain't even get my license until I was in my 20s.
Hello, 20-something.
That's
I went
York
to a job
you.
Interview and I have my license and they was like, well, how long you gonna sit on this permit? I went and got my license after that.
That's what's up. Congratulations to Kiki.
But yeah, that's
well,
it. What you do for this weekend?
What did I do? I don't even remember.
No movies.
I don't actually. I did go see Venom. You just reminded me. I went to see Venom last night, actually.
I ain't even know. That's how well I know you. Sad. You ain't even know.
I forgot. Yeah, I went to see Venom.
That's sad.
I just chilled mainly. My weekend generally starts on Saturday, so it's still in the middle of the weekend for me.
Okay.
Most people are hit the ground running on Monday, not me. I'll still be doing my own thing.
Still be in
but,
the
middle. Let's get into our question of the day for today.
What is
it? When Stacey sent this to us, I was like, I feel like we had this question before, but you could tell me if we did. If you can be... Wait, let me get the word in correctly. If you could be a fly on the wall, Hold on, I'm pulling
it up
right now.
I think we did have it.
If you could be a fly on the wall, who would you want to listen in on?
I ain't even gonna hold you. It's more than one person. I would want to be definitely in Jeff Bezos on his wall. Want to know what his next move is. definitely Jay-Z and Beyonce because they're so secretive. You don't know what they're going to come up with next. Cardi, just so I could laugh because I know she'll probably be doing some dumb shit, like funny shit. And definitely Nicki Minaj because I want to know what's going on with this Kenneth Petty shit.
Wow.
I'm telling you. But yeah, I want to know what's going on. Like, what's in your mind? And that's, I mean, there's a few others, but those are the main ones that stick out to me.
I'm trying to think. Who would I want to, listen in on? It got to be somebody who you don't know a lot about.
You know, even if we did do this topic, times have changed. So I think it's a topic that we can ask over and over. Honestly.
Every few months.
Right. Honestly. I think it's a topic
update
that we can always learn it.
I do remember the last time saying Jay-Z and Beyonce. I'm trying to think now. Maybe the CDC top officials to hear what they're talking about with the Rona and the real reason they're pushing this vaccine.
Right.
Let me get the inside scoop. Because, they don't tell the public anything.
They just tell you what they want you to know.
Let's go in that meeting, that confidential, classified meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's do that. All right, let's move into what's hot in these blogs. I'm going to save the best for last. The most talked about one for last, but let's get into the Super Bowl lineup. It was just revealed that First of Its Kind is going to feature the Queen, Mary J. Blige. It's going to feature Dr. Dre, Eminem, Snoop Dogg, and Kendrick Lamar.
So
all of them going to squeeze into 12 minutes for the Super Bowl halftime show? What do you think? What did you think when you first heard it, and what do you think now?
You know what I said. I said, oh, we back to black?
Right.
Basically. But I'm down. I'm for it. I'll definitely watch.
I still feel the same way I felt with this past year. And I still feel the same way that everybody was feeling a few years ago, where I don't care in terms of the NFL, in terms of the
Super
Bowl.
But I'm not watching for that. I don't watch the game.
But
I watch the freaking show. That's it.
I will watch it on, like, YouTube.
Right.
The halftime show. That's what
I
did.
I watch
this
the
year.
Show. I don't watch.
I catch the halftime show on the repeat.
That's it.
Because I still feel like, I don't know, maybe I need to, like, you know, I'm holding a grudge on it, but I still feel a way about Kaepernick. I still feel a way
right,
that this
look.
Man was holding it down for us, and they did him so dirty.
Right.
And now it's just like, all right. Let's go. Keep going. Life goes on.
Sorry, it's over. Man.
And I know what Hope said when he joined the inside, and he was on some, you know, we tried this way, now let's do it from the inside. And they got, you know, they got causes and organizations and stuff that they're donating to and all of that. That's cool and all, but Cap still want to play.
By the time they let him play, he ain't
going
to be able to play.
But, right.
But then he waived his rights to play ever again or something like that?
I'm not sure. I know he had turned down, like, a contract one time or some kind of deal for early on. But
right.
still a little bitter about that. But I'll watch the halftime show. I'm curious to see how they're going to do it because, you know, normally it's just one artist, and they started doing two artists.
Right.
And they'll bring a special guest out maybe. Now they got five of them, and they're connected in a sense, but not really. So how they gonna merge everybody is what I'm wondering. Is it gonna be like Dre is like the maestro, and he's just like bringing everybody out, or is it gonna be a five individual sets, stages? I'm curious to see how they gonna do it.
Well. It's coming, so you'll see. They're not
right.
going to tell you. So stop guessing.
So that's happening in sometime in February. I don't know the exact date, but it's happening out here in California at this new stadium. So far, I think it's
going.
Called. No.
Are you going? Clearly you just said you, but I just had to be asked about it.
But
are you going?
Yeah, so
what
that,
if there's a group
I know,
call for
I know
like
traffic
$10?
And shit gonna be crazy out here that day. So we'll see. We'll see how that
what
plays
out. What if
there's
a group call for like $10? It feels like it's a delay because I keep talking. It's like you don't hear me.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Now I know, but let's move on. Let's talk about the BET Hip Hop Awards that's coming up this Tuesday. It actually taped
who's
already.
Who's performing?
Well, actually, that's a good question because I was still trying to figure that out myself. But the BET Hip Hop Awards is one of those. It's kind of like how the Source Awards was, where, like, I guess because it's hip-hop, they got to pre-tape it because they can't do live, you know, like the VMAs, the regular BET Awards. A lot of these shows are live. The Hip-Hop Awards, they taped that shit a few days ago so they could edit what they need to edit, cut out what they need to cut out. Bleep what they need to bleep, and then they gonna
right.
The
people be doing some shit.
Yeah.
Especially the rappers.
So they already got the winners listed. All that already. The information is already leaked. Who won?
Oh, what?
Yeah, I'm still trying to find the performers
Damn.
List, and I'm seeing who won, but. I'm looking forward to seeing this show. I think it's one of the most like underrated. They made a separate award show specifically for hip hop because you know the culture of hip hop, like the influence it has, it don't get enough like recognition in regular award shows. So it's dope that BET created a whole show specifically for hip hop. So hopefully it gets to be where it's like respected, you know.
Respect to that. Remember that?
No.
Yeah, it sounds like it's
so Trina, Remy Ma, Jermaine Dupri. Oh no, those are presenters. Dang, where the fuck is the? I still don't see the performance. F it. One thing I'm looking forward to though is the freestyles. You know they do that every year. They do the little ciphers. So I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Who did a freestyle this year?
They never really say.
Revealing everything.
But yeah, like they usually do ciphers. There's usually a lot of like unknowns in terms of like mainstream. They probably on the come up or just like, you know, start not getting some traction. And they got some legendary people that do the ciphers too. So I'm looking forward to seeing who they get.
I want to see the new people. Like, who next in line? Did Cardi ever do a cypher? Or Meg?
I don't think so. I feel like Megan did, but I'm not 100% sure. I don't even think Nicki did, honestly.
Because she came up in the era where it was hot, though. Like, it was really...
You mean in general or on the hip-hop awards?
In general.
Oh, in general, yeah, I'm sure.
Like any ciphers like that.
I'm sure. I'm sure she did. But anyway, Tuesday night, check it out. BET Hip Hop Awards. Should be dope. A lot of new, dope hip hop artists out. Females, a lot of females I've realized too. Lotto. Meg, this Bia, like...
Why she gotta be this
like
Bia girl? Why she can't just be Bia? Why she gotta be this Bia girl?
I almost forgot her name for a second. That's why I said it like that, but...
Shady.
No, it wasn't like that.
Shady.
But yeah, like, it's a few that's really, like, doing it, and they not even beefing either. That's the good thing.
That's good.
So, fresh out to all of the female hip-hop artists jinking right now.
So, right now, let's get to it.
Let's move on. Last but not least, R. Kelly. Guilty. Officially.
Damn.
On all 9 counts of racketeering. That included, like, what was it, like, kidnapping and
damn.
Some other stuff.
Niggas don't be playing when you go to jail for stuff like that.
Wow, for the night, what do you think about this guilty verdict?
Damn. Hold on.
Oh, I'm like, what the fuck? Silent.
I'm trying to do my best because, you know me, I'll be doing stuff. But I think that he got what he deserved. Come on now. You were treating these women like an animal. Like animals, running them, running their life, shitting on them, pissing on them.
Yikes.
Telling them what to wear, who to look at, what they could do, what they can't do, what they should do, what they, yo, this is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy, messing with young girls. Sad.
Yo, there's, and
little boys, too.
Apparently, right?
Disgusting.
Allegedly.
Disgusting.
What I was gonna say, the two girls who was like on his side for like a lot of the later years.
Yeah.
I think they testified against him in this case. Cause remember,
they sure did.
I think like two shows ago we was wondering, all right, we see who the prosecutors got as witnesses or you know, to testify. Who's on his side? Who does the defense have for Kel? And
right.
We was thinking, like, maybe those girls would be, but nope.
But wasn't they all in love with him, in love with him, so when the money's gone and the honey stay, you know? When the money's gone,
yeah.
With the honey stay, like, come on now.
The honeys don't stay, apparently. But they testified that R. Kelly was controlling them all the way, even during the interview they did with Gayle King. Remember that?
Yeah.
They said he was standing in the hallway, and he would be clearing his throat when they would say certain things. He'd like,
oh.
To let them know, like, they were saying too much or
too much.
Not to answer that question. Like, this is what they testified in court.
Wow.
That he was controlling them to that, up to that point.
Damn.
Crazy, right?
That's crazy. You see what they done got themselves into? Want to be messing with that man? That's crazy. And it's
yeah,
so crazy,
man.
Because it's like, what does it take to say, okay, this is too much? This is becoming too much. Like, what does it take? You know? Like, what does it take? The first time somebody says something wrong to me, I'm out. You know? Like a blink wrong.
Right.
Oh, nah.
Like,
you're
nah. I ain't like the way you try to
I ain't sticking around for this. Right. I ain't sticking around for this. I ain't sticking around to see if it's going to get worse or not. I'm out now.
Because
I know what it's like to be in a toxic-ass relationship.
Right.
So the signs are there. And when you see the sign, you should act fast.
You know the meme
the
that said, you ain't see the red flag? It's that shit. I thought it was a
carnival. I thought it was a carnival.
I thought it was a carnival.
Yeah, it was a carnival, but guess what? You was the clown.
Yikes.
You was the clown. Like,
so
go.
He faces,
don't wait.
Like, a minimum mandatory term of 10 years. This is minimum. But
damn.
I don't know if they'll account how many years he's been in there, because you know he's been in there just waiting trial for a couple years, so I don't know if they count those. But a minimum
right.
of 10, but a maximum of life. Yeah.
What? Yo. That's crazy. Life.
A listener said, this website, Media Takeout, who's not all the way reliable. I always consider Media Takeout to be like the fast food of like blogs, because they always just post anything. But
anything.
They claim that he may rat others out in the industry for doing similar acts
right.
to reduce his sentence. They say racketeering is normally used against mafia or drug dealers. They have used this tactic to get heads of those organizations to rat on others, as we saw with Nicky Barnes and Frank Lucas. that could possibly be, you know, a way to get out, because you know there's others, right? There's always,
yeah,
there's
but
always
he's
others.
Wilding if he do that. If he do that, he ain't never coming out. And I mean, he ain't never coming out because they gonna kill him. There. Like what? He can't do that. He know better. He know better. He ain't gonna do that. He can't. He's not gonna do that.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine it's gonna turn into a full movie.
Right.
A full movie out here.
So we'll see. Sentencing is gonna be next year. R. Kelly still talking via someone. I don't know. You know, I mean, jail different these days. Niggas be having cell phones and laptops, so he could be actually writing this himself. But on his Facebook page, he wrote, "To all my fans and supporters, I love you all, and thank you for all the support. Today's verdict was disappointing, and I will continue to prove my innocence and fight for my freedom. Hashtag not guilty."
I thought he didn't know how to read and write. Isn't that what they said?
I think that was like a time. I don't know if that was still the case now, currently. But I think, I don't know, though. Could be. But I thought that that was like, you know, in the 90s and 2000s and shit.
All right.
Maybe he learned.
He had a learning disability. Because I don't know if he wrote all of that. Somebody else did it for him.
But yeah, but so
yeah, well, he's
going to
get
what's 2022.
God said it's time.
And we'll see what happens with that.
God said it's time.
Go.
I bet you he probably, I bet you he wish he had Bill Cosby luck right then. Shit. That nigga thought he was getting out too.
A listener said he isn't dumb at all. I think he's dyslexic. But he is a sick.
Right.
But he is sick and pervert. And a pervert.
Sick and perverted. Dyslexic. Sick. Perverted. Sad.
Damn. So look, the million-dollar question. A lot of people was talking about this on social media. Do you still listen to R. Kelly's music? And it came down to what we were saying before, I guess. Can you separate the art from
artist.
The person? Yeah, so what say you?
Well, he's on my playlist, but I do skip his songs. I'm not even going to lie to you and sit here and act like I'll be listening because I don't. And to each his own, you know?
Yeah.
To each his own.
My thing, my response to it was, hell yeah, and if you say otherwise, I think you're lying. And not because I want to support R. Kelly, just because these songs, the music that he put out all these years, for one, it didn't take 9 people on the jury to tell you he guilty for you to stop listening to his music. You had to know what was up from the 90s, from the 2000s, from the 20-teens. If you were still listening to his music all that time, why take a verdict in a court to make you stop now? You been knew he was guilty, and you were still listening. So,
I mean, to each his own. I just don't want to hear about it. That's it. I don't care. You know, like, let him pay for what he did. He did make good music, and I just prefer not to hear it right now.
My thing is,
over time.
Like, for me personally, it's not like I'm having, like, you know, R. Kelly party or something, or like just
right.
like
R.
Kelly
party.
Night type shit. But his songs are sprinkled into like my playlist, and they don't
right.
come on that often. They don't.
Right.
But when they do, or when you at like popular black functions, like parties and baby showers and shit like that, Step in the Name of Love is gonna come on.
How about when you in your car bumping your music and R. Kelly was to come on? Would you lower it so nobody knows? Like,
no.
Like,
that's what I'm saying. Nope.
I don't know.
I don't think anybody's going to do that.
I wouldn't care. I just don't listen to it these days. Because to me, it's like he's singing about all the perversions that he's had.
Mm.
That's how I look at it.
Mm.
So, you know, other than that,
listen,
they ain't got
said
nothing
they're
to do.
Similar to you. They said they don't listen like they used to, but censoring art is dangerous. There's a long list of artists to ban if we ban music based on their bad behavior.
Right.
It should be the consumer's choice. He still gets millions of streams. Another listener said R. Kelly is literally the R&B of our generation. It is what it is.
I don't know. That's it for me. It's like, what is he singing about? Who is he singing about? Was he singing about the girl he just pissed on? Was he singing about the young girl? Like, you know what I'm saying? Who is he singing to? That's my whole thing.
I believe I could fly.
Shut your ass up.
All right, so let's get ready to get into what blows mine. Part of the show, we say we get some of our teamwork, our nerves. Well, I wish he could fly now.
He thought he was untouchable. He was up in that air, thought he could fly. That's what that was about. That's what that song was about.
Yo, a listener just mentioned this song, and that song is one of the main songs that come on heavy in my playlist for some reason. But this listener said they agree with you. Some songs have them like, this is uncomfortable, but he also wrote classics for others like Fucking You Tonight by Biggie. And that song comes on at least once a day when I'm playing my music in my car.
Fucking You Tonight.
And
yeah, who he was
one,
telling that to one of the girls?
And another one. First
like,
of all,
come
that's
in the
Biggie
room
song.
Ready to torture them. No, that's when he came up with that hook. Yeah, bitch, I'm fucking you tonight. So get
I'm
ready.
I'm fucking the overage ones. That's what bitch is talking about.
Shit.
But yeah, that song definitely.
I'm not talking about
on.
Biggie, though.
Heavy. I'm
talking about Kelly.
You must be nice. Hey, and all that sweet whining and dining. That song was genius, classic, right? Like, realest shit. Like, people like wasn't like being upfront like that. Like, nah, ain't none of that tonight. Yo, I didn't know he wrote Fortunate by Maxwell. Wow.
Oh, he did?
Another looking to say
that's
he wrote
one
Whitney Houston and Celine Dion.
That's
you
a
Are
classic.
Not Alone by MJ. I didn't know he wrote that either. You Are Not Alone. Wow, see.
Wow.
Now, for all the people who say they're going to stop listening and being not real with themselves, cut all that out.
No problem, because I don't listen to it anyway.
All right,
I knew it was something about that Maxwell song that was scary.
Oh.
No, let's stop.
More and More by Joe.
Wow.
That song comes on my playlist too. More. Dang, that man Penn was blessed.
Right? For somebody who didn't know how to read.
Right? That's the crazy part.
He made up for it other ways.
Tragic.
Yep.
Listen, so he would sing his lyrics and then record it. So, let's get that theme music popping off for What Blows Mine.
Let me tell you what blows my mind. I'm about to say it, and if you hate it, you can relate it. Just what blows my mind. I'm wishing I was blind. I'm about to lose my mind.
Everybody shut up. What blows mine is the part of the show we say we get some of our skin. X, our nerves.
You're supposed to be
what have us saying,
bruh.
Really? 646-716-8544. Yo, I'm dying. Cause tell me, has this ever happened to you? Where a burp just escapes out and you don't expect it to come.
That's it.
You're not even expecting it, and that shit just was like, I'm like, oh, really? Shit. But the music was playing, so I don't think y'all heard it. That's sad. I mean, weak though. What blows mine? What blows yours, Judy?
People who say they're gonna do stuff and then they just don't do it, like. Or people that borrow money and don't know how to pay back. Like, it's all fun and dandy when everybody is looking for that favor. But then when it's time for you to get your money back, it's like, oh, now I got to fight you tooth and nail. Like, what? How is that? Like, I'll be so confused. Like, don't ask me for something and then you want to get mad when I say, all right, your time is up. Where's the money? Or when it's time for you to pay, you go MIA off the fucking grid. But meanwhile, we're seeing you every single day. So I always say, if you want to get rid of somebody, lend them some money.
That part. I got a few people right now who owe me a couple of dollars.
Mm-hmm. And, that's why I say,
one of them is a relative that I haven't spoken to in months because of it, which is crazy.
Wow.
Like, crazy.
That's nuts.
And not because of me, because they think, I think this person thinks I care, and I don't, but they think I do, and I think it's just a guilty conscience that I'm knowing that they owe this to me.
They owe,
and
right.
So you want to, you rather avoid the person, like, bro, we still family, like.
Right.
But, yeah.
If you want to get rid of somebody, lend them some money.
I look at it like this. It's like credit. Like, we're going to approve you for this loan, for this credit card. But if you don't pay your shit back on time, that's it for your credit.
Borrow from me ever
again. That's the only thing. Yeah, that's the only thing. Like, I'm not mad at you. You just can't ask me for money no more. That's it.
You shouldn't be asking me for money, period, to grown up.
With your adult ass in this big old age.
Right. Unless it's something like emergency, you know?
Yeah.
And you can't get to it.
Yo.
Like yesterday, I tried
crazy.
To make a purchase and I couldn't because it was over my daily limit for what I was trying to do. So now my friend's sitting right there. So I'm like, oh, let me get such and such. I'll give it back to you tomorrow. Soon as I got up, I gave it back to them. Because as easy as it was for me to borrow it, it should have been easy for me to pay it back. The same,
right.
You know, just as easy.
Right.
I don't want to be walking around here owing people nothing.
It takes everything in me to even, like, ask for help type shit.
Bad.
So imagine Like, nah.
I'll go ask my mother before I ask anybody else. Because I know she's going to say, yeah. But no problem. Yeah, just put it back.
But yeah, I know another person like that where I'll loan the person money, and it's almost as if they think I forgot or if they expected me to like say something. So I don't say anything because you're an adult. You know, you told me you'll give it back this day. So when I see you and I don't say anything, that don't mean I forgot. That means why do I have to remind you?
Say
nothing. I think they hoping I forgot, and then it gets to the point where it's like, all right, now, so about that, like, damn, I gotta act.
Boy, I don't smoke, okay? I know you owe me money. So what's up?
Damn, so I could piggyback off that. That blows mine as well.
Damn it, Kiki.
Do I have anything else? Do you have anything else?
Yeah, what blows mine is like when you make a list to get something at the supermarket and you never complete the whole list. You always come back with one or two things missing.
Why is that?
An extra shit you ain't even go for?
Because they didn't have it in stock.
No. That could be the case too. Like, say you'll go to the store for some toilet tissue, eggs, and milk. Whatever the case may be, maybe they might have it, maybe they don't. But you don't come home with the whole list. Really, do I ever come home with the whole list accomplished? And then I got extra shit on top of that. That never happens to you?
No, because I don't really make lists.
You just go up every single aisle?
That's literally what I do.
I do too.
I go up every aisle.
That's why I'm having the extra
and just
stuff.
Be like, do I need this? Oh, yeah, let me get this.
I need that.
Right. That's it.
Do I need this? All right, let me get it anyway.
Growing up,
I'm good.
My mom used to make lists and send me to the store with it. Like, but yeah, just walk up and down.
I used to hate when my mother used to send me to the store with a handful of change, a pocket full of change. Like, what is this?
Damn.
Besides embarrassing.
Damn, you got to count it out.
Food stamps was one thing, but a handful of change. Come on now.
And especially if it's not quarters,
cigarettes.
Now it's dimes and nickels. Like,
the nickels.
At least let it be quarters.
And she used to smoke cigarettes. She used to smoke cigarettes at that time. So she used to be sending me to the store for her last. Because if you got to go to the store with a bunch of change for some
you
cigarettes,
that's
your last.
That's it.
I'm glad I wasn't another no cigarette smoker. I would hate to have to spend my last on cigarettes.
Yikes.
And coffee. Cigarettes and coffee. Anyway.
Yo, you know what blows
my
mind?
Oh, go ahead.
You might forget.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that. What blows my mind when these females out here be coming outside with no bra on? I mean, hey, to each his own is none of my business. But, man, some things is hanging. They hanging. They all shaking from side to side. Then they be having the bonnet on. Like, have some decency. Have some pride in yourself. Put a bra on. It's only two
Let
steps.
Let them things swing,
oh,
swing.
That's it. Them things be hanging and swinging.
How does that feel? I imagine it feels weird, like your nipples rubbing against your shirt back and forth.
It feels crazy. I wear a bra all the time, even to sleep. I don't know why, but I like to wear bras to sleep. I don't feel right without a bra. Like, what's wrong with people?
Then you sleep with a bra.
Especially to be in a street like that. I wouldn't even drive in my car like that, step out the door like that. That's crazy. Hanging and swinging.
Swang, swang, swang. What I was going to say, what blows mine is mechanics in, like, car dealerships who, like, try to get over. So,
you
know, this is my first car, my first vehicle.
Right.
And it got to the point where I needed to do, like, the oil change, tire rotation, you know, the basic maintenance shit. So I went to this one dealership. This was a couple of months ago. And I go in, they're like, oh, alright, it's going to be this amount. Oh, and you need this done because this is this. You know how they do it. They try to talk you into getting more shit than you need. So at the end of the day, I paid like $180-something dollars. So when I left and I spoke to one of my boys, he was like, what? He was like, nah, that shit not supposed to be that much. You ain't need this, this, this. Because apparently there's like regular oil, synthetic oil. You know, it's levels too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
So they sold me the most expensive shit, and I ain't know better, so I just bought it. So then, now, fast forward to last week, a few days ago, I needed another oil change, so I went to where I got my car from.
Another one? That's fast?
Yeah, it's like, apparently it's like every 10,000 or every 6 months or something.
So you went
10,000 miles? Hell, I'm at like, no, right now I'm at like 16,000 miles. On my car.
No, I'm saying, so the first time you went was a few months ago?
The first time I went was a few months ago, and I was at like 8,000, I think. And now I'm at 16, so it was due. So I went to my dealership where I got the car from.
Which you should have did in the first place.
Right. So guess how much I paid?
How much?
$25.
See, but that's the thing. You don't know. You didn't know.
Hold on. What? It's one of those things. You like, all right, what's the total? She like 25. And I'm like, all right, just put my card in. I ain't asking no questions.
What?
Like, they probably made a mistake. Let me get up out of here.
Wouldn't it have been smart to go there anyway since, you know, like, that's where you got it from. They don't send you coupons and...
They don't.
Isn't it supposed to be free?
The other place was closer to me. That's why. That's why I think I went there. And at the end of the day, it's still the same like dealership. It's the Dodge, you know, Jeep dealership. But that one I found out is it's privately owned by Russell Westbrook. So they in there just making up their own rules and shit.
Oh.
And, yeah, so I got. And that blew my mind when I thought about it. Like, damn.
Yeah, but guess what? It's not going to happen again.
Yeah, it won't. You fool me once. That's
it. Next time you know. Because I'll be watching the price.
Dealerships are known to be more expensive.
The other day I went to the car wash that I used to go to. And I haven't been there in a while. But when I went 2 days ago, the price went from $18 to $32.99. And I was like, what happened to $18? And they was like, the guy was like, I don't know, I just started. And I was like, all right, goodbye.
Wow.
I left. I left. I'm like, goodbye. I'll go over there for 25. It ain't 18, but it's cheaper than 32. No. Goodbye.
A listener said regarding when we was talking about money, they said a wise person once said when it comes to personal relationships, not business, you don't loan money. You pretty much give it away. Consider it a gift. Otherwise, you will resent them.
Right. That's a fact.
Oprah said that.
I just saw my friend the other day, and they owe me money. And I was like, you know, well, I purchased something for them because, of course, I saw the bum in them and they wasn't able to do it with their credit. So I did it for them. And I was seeing new iPhone 13, new sneakers, new clothes. I'm like, it's funny, I ain't care. It's funny how you buying all this stuff and you still got this bill. Come on, let's go. Let's go. You got to pay this bill. I gave you 3 months. It's been longer than 3 months. I ain't say nothing. Now I'm saying something. You know?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm going to pay it this whole week. I'm going to pay it by the end of the week. Now I'm going to pay it when the bill is due. Okay. But not saying they ain't been making payments. They've been making their payments on time at that. It's just that you could have been finished paying it. It wasn't a lot of money. You was getting unemployment, working on the side, doing that DJ thing. Yeah, I'm blowing it up.
In case you're listening. Damn. All right, so last call for alcohol. We're going to get ready to wrap this thing on up. 646-716-8544. Press numero uno. In the meantime, in between time, facebook.com/HollywoodAndFriendsRadio. Email us, HollywoodAndFriendsRadio@gmail.com. And follow or like our Instagram at, no, follow our Instagram at Hollywood and Friends. Judy Blue. Where can they find you?
Find me here every Sunday at the same time.
That part.
That's it. I don't feel like it.
Don't look, yeah, you know what I just think about? I'm going to tell you off the show.
All right.
Follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at I Am Hollywood. Follow our producer Stacey at Hampton Blue Network on Instagram, BLU on Blue.
Yes.
And I see, right? YouTube.com/HamptonBlue. That's it, right? We out. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Catch y'all next week.
We out.
Oops.
Thank you for being a friend.
Oh, yeah. We
traveled down the road and back again.
Hey, so we started from the bottom, now we're here, girl. Oh, yeah. This is my butt right here. Hallelujah.